presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
BBC News Business.
January 13, 1113 America, New York, Byron Burger chain owner shuts sights and axes jobs. The company will close nearly half of its restaurants and cut 218 staff in a further restructure.
Daily FX Market News.
January 13, 1019 America, New York, Michigan consumer sentiment beats across the board, U.S. dollar unmoved. The U.S. dollar is little changed after the release of the latest Uni of Michigan consumer sentiment report showed consumer sentiment picking up sharply. New York Times Business. January 13, 1006 America, New York, Bed Bath & Beyond in talks to sell assets. The beleaguered retailer, which warned of a possible bankruptcy, is said to be in discussions with suitors about selling pieces of its business, including its Bye Bye Baby stores. Bed Bath & Amp. Beyond said this month that it was looking for fresh funds after a disappointing holiday season, including a sale of itself in pieces or as a whole. New York Times Business.
January 13, 1005 America, New York, J.P. Morgan sets aside money for bad debts as mild recession looms. The bank, the biggest in the United States, reported a large profit in its latest quarter, but said it was girding for a downturn later in the year. J.P. Morgan Chase earned a profit of $11 billion last quarter, up 6% from the same period a year earlier.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 13, 904 America, New York, Wendy's will undergo organizational redesign. The restaurant chain announced the departures of two executives and changes to its leadership structure aimed at cutting administrative costs.
Global Economy.
January 13, 903 America, New York, EU seeks to ease state aid rules to counter U.S. green subsidy threat. Competition Commissioner Margrethe Vestager consults with member states on how to respond to Inflation Reduction Act.
New York Times Business.
January 13, 844 America, New York, Tesla cuts prices sharply as it moves to bolster demand. The price reductions in the United States will make more of the company's electric vehicles eligible for a federal tax credit. Tesla's Model 3 Performance Compact is selling for just under $54,000, down from $63,000.
Daily FX Market News. January 13, 834 America, New York, GBP, USD gains on U.S. inflation, surprise sign of U.K. growth. The pound got some rare support from its domestic economy, but U.S. inflation is doing the heavy lifting here.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 13, 823 America, New York, Goldman lost $3 billion on consumer lending push. The newly disclosed figure reveals a costly toll since 2020 of the Wall Street firm's push to build out Main Street businesses.
Daily FX Market News.
January 13, 732 America, New York, U.S. banks BAC, WFC and JPM launch earnings season. Q4 earnings commenced with Bank of America, BAC, JP Morgan, JPM, and Wells Fargo, WFC, all showing similar trends across financial metrics.
BBC News Business.
January 13, 634 America, New York. Adidas loses Stripes Row trademark battle with luxury designer Tom Brown. The sportswear giant argued the use of four parallel stripes was too similar to its logo.
Global Economy.
January 13, 632 America, New York, Germany's economy grew 1.9% in 2022. Statistical agency says country is likely to have stagnated in fourth quarter, raising hopes recession will be averted.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 13, 6 o'clock America, New York, judge to hear Elon Musk request to relocate trial over Tesla tweets. Court proceedings over the Tesla boss's comments in 2018 about taking the carmaker private are due to start next week.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
January 13, 6 o'clock America, New York, does higher pay to legislators lead to better governance? The pay to state legislators varies dramatically from state to state. In one state, it's zero, and in another state, it's $100 per year. At the high end, it reaches $119,702 per year.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
January 13, 6 o'clock America, New York, at least four reasons to learn economics. There are many reasons to learn economics, preferably in formal courses and preferably at an age where learning new things is easy. I count at least four. The first reason is that economics is essential to understand the social universe. Global economy.
January 13, 4:43 America, New York. European stocks tick up as investors bet on slower Fed rate rises. Cooling inflation data boost trader confidence that U.S. central bank will lift rates by 0.25 percentage points.
Marginal revolution.
January 13, 2:40 America, New York. Ask the Beast. Why does Tyler Cowen mean when he says something as Straussian? That is perhaps the question I have received the most often over the last 5 years, subbing in, what, for, why? And, via Jeremy Davis, here is the answer he received.
BBC News Business.
January 13, 2:12 America, New York, UK economy beats expectations with November growth. The UK economy grew by 0.1% in November, according to the Office for National Statistics.
Day Trade Review. January 13, 0:30 America, New York, Toggle Review. Is this platform worth using? Considering using Toggle? If yes, learn more about this trading software by reading our in-depth Toggle Review. The post Toggle Review, Is This Platform Worth Using? Appeared first on Day Trade Review. Day Trade Review.
January 13, 0:29 America, New York, Best Way to Learn Day Trading. Are you considering becoming a day trader? Make sure you do it safely with our guide to the best way to learn day trading. The post Best Way to Learn Day Trading appeared first on Day Trade Review.
Day Trade Review.
January 13, 0:22 America, New York, Wash Sale Rule in Day Trading. Want to know what the Wash Sale Rule means in day trading? Read our guide as we explain in detail the meaning of the Wash Sale Rule. The post Wash Sale Rule in Day Trading appeared first on Day Trade Review.
Marginal Revolution.
January 13, 0:20 America, New York, Ryan Bourne reports from the AEA meetings. During the first full morning of the conference, Friday, I decided to note down some rough compliance figures. With the health warning that this only reflects the experience of sessions I attended, compliance initially was about 90% for those I judged to be in their 40s and younger and only about 30% among over 50s.